WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for Edge of Americana. My name is Josh Behrman, and Otto is in the room as well. We are going to be playing you all kinds of vinyl. Oh, you were just listening to Eric Walters and Why Dear Folk, by the way. And now let's start it off with Not the Happiest Song in the World from Ralph Stanley and Company. Here's Knoxville Girl. Give us a call if you'd like. It's kind of whatever we have on vinyl and maybe some other things as well. But if there's something you want to hear, 649-9737 is the number to call.
A sad and lonely boy, since your mother said I couldn't see you slipping through the woods in the dark of the night. all into the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, won't you shine your silver light and lead me to my Griselda? Do you recall last night, Griselda? Learning the lessons nature taught us. Watching the fish jump in the lake, it was lovely till your mother caught us. Slipping through the woods in the dark of the night, calling to the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, won't you shine your silver light and lead me to my Griselda? Upon your window gives me a foothold for my climbing. I got a rowboat on the lake. Moon is out and all the stars are shining. Slipping through the woods in the dark of the night, calling to the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, won't you shine your silver light and lead me to my Griselda? I got a jug of wine, Griselda. Why should you waste your time in sorrow? Hold out your hand and have no fear. If we're caught, I'll marry you tomorrow. Slipping through the woods in the dark of the night, calling to the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, won't you shine your silver light and lead me to my Griselda?
Thank you. to send her away, 'cause she almost knocked the supper off my TV tray. Bring a load of artsy cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and it takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. TV dinner is the meal that I'm loving. Take off the foil, 30 minutes in the oven. Bring a load of artsy cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and it takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. Don't like no carrots, can't stand no peas, but a pack of ding-dong bring me down to my knees. Bring a load of artsy cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and it takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. Spend all day in front of that 24-inch color. Brings a load of artsy cola, a TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean. Only one thing makes me jump up and holler. TV breaks down during bowling for dollars. Get a load of artsy cola, a TV dinner, plate of Twinkies, and it takes a pink burrito for to keep me clean.
WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. Hey, it's 7:12, and you're listening to Edge of Americana. That was... who was that? Hey, I noticed that didn't stop playing. That's crazy. Anyway, we'll cure that right now. That was R. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders doing a tune called Get a Load of This. And before that, we had French Mitchell, great West Virginia fiddler. His fiddling is great, and what's equally great is his brother's pretty kind of jazzy and funky backup guitar playing, and that's a tune that French Mitchell himself wrote called Thelma's Sore Toe. Before that, Michael Hurley and the Unholy Modal Rounders, a.k.a. the Holy Modal Rounders, with a tune called Griselda from an album called Have Moisey. And those of you interested in kind of indie rock may recognize that as a song that recently Yo La Tengo covered. And before that, starting us off for the night, we had the Stanley Brothers with Knoxville Girl. And tonight we are kind of digging into our records a bit. You know, we frequently, when I say we, I mean me and Otto here, who is running around queuing things up. We frequently just rock things from CD and occasionally from a record, but tonight we're really trying to do a lot of vinyl. So, all right, so I'm all queued up and ready to go, and I'm going to play some more music. And give me a call, 804-649-9737 if you want, or you can check out the playlist online at WRIR.org. And so right now we're going to hear some Wade Maynor, and this is a tune called Mama, You're Awful Mean to Me.
Mama, you awful mean to me. Mama, you awful mean to me. You two tie me here, you two tie me there. Mama, you awful mean to me. Woke up this morning, thought I would leave this place. Woke up this morning, thought I would leave this place. I'm going somewhere, won't never see your face. Mama, you often need to be. Mama, you often need to be. You too tie me, yeah. You too tie me there. Mama, you often need to be. Goodbye, little girl, don't want to hear your name. Goodbye, little girl, don't want to hear your name. I'm leaving in the morning on that eastbound train. Mama, you won't. Mama, you awful mean to me. You two tie me here, you two tie me there. Mama, you awful mean to me. Mama, you awful mean to me. Mama, you awful. You two tie me here, you two tie me there. Mama, what makes you treat me this way?
Look here, Mr. Hoover. Went off a fishing, let the country go to ruin. Now he's gone, I'm glad he's gone. Roosevelt's in the White House doing his best, while old Hoover's laying around in rest. Now he's gone, doggone, I'm glad he's gone. So ragged he couldn't go to town. Now he's gone, I'm glad he's gone. Working in the coal mines, 20 cents a ton, 14 long hours and your work day is done. And he's gone, I'm glad he's gone. People all angry, they all got the blues, wearing patched breeches and old tennis shoes. Now he's gone, dog-eyed, I'm glad he's gone. Got up this morning and all I could see was cornbread and gravy just waiting for. Now he's gone, I'm glad he's gone. Look here, Mr. Hoover, and see what you've done. You went off a fishing, let the country go to ruin. Now he's gone, dog-eyed, I'm glad he's gone.
I'm going away for to leave you, love. I'm going away for a while. But I'll return to you sometime if I go 10,000 miles.
The storms are on the ocean. The heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee.
Now who will shoe your pretty little feet, and who will glove your hands? Who will kiss your red rosy cheek till I come back again?
The storms are on the ocean, the heavens may cease to be.
Papa will shoe my pretty little feet, Mama will glove my hand, and you can kiss my red rosy cheek when you return again.
The storms are on the ocean, the heavens may cease to be.
Where it happens during First Fridays. Richmond's First Fridays Art Walk is held on the first Friday of each month, rain or shine, generally between 6 and 10 p.m. This unique cultural event showcases Richmond's thriving arts community, focusing on the exciting and varied arts and cultural venues located along the historic Broad Street corridor. You'll find galleries and street performers, plus your friends and neighbors from Marshall Street to Cary between Monroe and 3rd Street. Look for live music courtesy of the Maudlin Center for the Arts. Find a site map and updated information at www.firstfridaysrichmond.com. Hey, and what will you get, the person who has everything? Consider a WRIR radio greeting card. It's always the right size and is sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you will have 6 personalized radio announcements made on air during the day of your choice. Send your holiday cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, or toast an anniversary. For more information about WRIR greeting cards, radio greeting cards, contact Alyssa at 804-557-3798 or email underwriting@wrir.org. And it is just about 7:30 here, and we are doing this and that, playing a bunch of vinyl, occasionally a non-vinyl tune, but you just heard Doc Watson and Gene Ritchie doing Storms Around the Ocean, the great Carter family tune that A.P. Carter wrote, and Gene Ritchie, a very famous kind of folklorist and folk singer. She suffered a stroke last month, and so let's all send our thoughts to her and her family. Before that, on a fairly different note, was Jerry Douglas and a whole host of new grassy guys doing a tune called Fluxology from his album Fluxology, and he's called Jerry Flux Douglas from his early days in the J.D. Crow in the New South, and he was about 16 years old, and Jerry Douglas did a lot to really revolutionize the dobro, for better or for worse, depending on your opinion of the dobro, or more specifically, the resophonic guitar. And the new Lost City Ramblers before that, with a version of White House Blues that is completely different from the original White House Blues, is all about McKinley and the first Roosevelt and how he got into office. And then here we have one about Hoover and Roosevelt. So different presidents, and this is the only song on this whole album, and the album is called Songs from the Depression. A very young set of new Lost City Ramblers here, and it's the only song on this album that's not credited to some other songwriter, so I'm thinking that maybe it was written by Mike Seeger himself, but I'm not sure. I really don't know. So anyway, let's get on with the music. You can give me a call, 649-9737. No theme tonight, folks. No theme. It's not always necessary to have a theme. It's just music, you know. Here is a group from Rockbridge County, Virginia. Great bluegrass band featuring one of my favorite banjo players and singers, Will Lee, formerly of McGraw Gap. And you may, those of you who follow bluegrass in the state of Virginia, have maybe heard his name before. Also, we've got Andy Thacker on the mandolin and Brennan Gilmore playing guitar. And Nick, whose last name I can't remember, formerly of King Wilkie, playing the fiddle. So enjoy this. This is a live from the Lime Kiln, which is just a fabulous venue in Rockbridge County.
Josh, have you ever played the Lime Kiln?
I never. Either just asked me if I've ever played the Lime Kiln, and the answer is no, I have not.
You guys need to play the Lime Kiln.
We maybe do need to play the Lime Kiln. Well, everyone call everyone you know who's affiliated. So here they are. Here's Walker's Run.
You have let that girl lead me to far from my home. She stole all the love in my heart, and all you left me was alone. In the river I've been hurt lonely, and it's strange you're my only friend. Tonight you'll be drifting back to Dixie, so please take me back home again. Why don't you take me along? Oh, Misery River, carry me back home right along. She left me in a world full of strangers who don't care about who died. And even the man in the moon don't smile, he's in them old sun sky. In the river I'll come back to you, it's strange you're my only friend. Be washed by wounds in the water, and please take me back home again. Take me along. Oh, Misery River, carry me back home right now. Thank you.
Mr. Nick Reeve on the fiddle.
Little all in all,
though she's gone,
she's gone.
I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Down, Mr. Man, tear it down, but don't ruin it. If you see me stealing, don't tell on me. Just stealing back to my used to be. But now she's gone.
She's gone.
I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Oh, ride out, Johnny, ride out. Tear up, boy, tear up, yeah. Time we always have 7, 8, and 9, but now they're gone.
They're gone.
I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. The station way down in the yard, gonna catch me a freight train. Work's done, got hired. Though
she's gone,
I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
They won't know what route I'm going. across the street. Then I can hear old number nine as she come rolling by. Freight train, run so fast. Freight train, run so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm gone.
One and only Elizabeth Cotton playing her most famous of songs there. That one's Freight Train, as well you might know. And that's from a much later release, a 1979 Folkways release, where she's actually singing on there. Now, the first and kind of more famous recording of that, I believe it was it's her granddaughter actually singing on that recording. But there she was playing it. And before that, I'm all out of sorts. Oh, yeah, that's right. Bob Wills. Oh, yes. And then Bob Wills actually singing, no less, which you didn't hear very much. Usually he had one of his other singers. So in this case, it was actually Bob Wills doing Sitting on Top of the World from an album called, appropriately enough, The Voice and Band Of. And Bob Wills is just, imagine if you're just falling asleep and all of a sudden you hear someone go, yes. And, you know, it's kind of creepy. To me, it seems kind of creepy. Before that, from another one of Otto's records, Wayne Henderson doing Bye Bye Blues. What was the year on that one, Otto? Do you know?
I can't find the year on it.
No year listed on it, because, of course,
I'd say probably late 70s.
We're going to say late 19. It's an old one, late 1970s. Him doing one of his favorite songs, Bye Bye Blues. And Pop Stoneman, before that, recorded in January of 1934, doing 9-Pound Hammer. And Otto and I were just discussing the long career of Pop Stoneman. I mean, he's recording in the 1920s and 1930s, and he's still recording up into the 1960s and 70s. So, you know, good for him, I would say. And Walker's Run started us off with a tune called Misery River and another tune called Fire on the Mountain, which you might know. And it is 7:50, and we're doing vinyl, 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 and I'm not talking about siding here, folks. Hey-oh. Thank you. Otto, you got something queued up and ready to go? What are we going to listen to?
Well, Ernie Carpenter.
All right, we'll hear some Ernie Carpenter, some great fiddling here from more West Virginia fiddling. What's the tune we're going to hear? Flippin' Jenny, is that it?
Flippin' Jenny.
Flippin' Jenny. And just for all you fiddlers out here, he's got it in cross A. And what he had to say about it is, my father never played in anything but the high key. In fact, it was his father, Shelt Carpenter, who wrote this tune about a girlfriend. This girl was a flirty somebody, recalls Ernie. It was just her nature, and she loved to eat squirrel. She kept wanting him to go kill her a mess of squirrels. He was busy working and kept putting her off, and she said, now I'll tell you what, if you go kill me a mess of squirrels, I'll give you something better than squirrel. Oh, man, I should probably stop right now. Well, he said, that's a deal. He took time out and went and killed her a mess of squirrels, cleaned them up nice, and took them to her. One night after that, he said, hey, what about that deal we got? I lived up to my part of the deal. She said, you know something, Shelt? Since I ate them squirrels, I've decided there ain't nothing better than squirrels. So, sounds to me like he got the raw end of that deal. Anyway, so here it is. This is a tune called Flippin' Jenny. Ernie Carpenter playing it. Give us a call at 649-9737. Ho-ho!
old bog eagle leaving Kansas City, going to Los Angeles, California. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing but that bald eagle. You can see him. Let me hear that old bald eagle when you're leaving Kansas City. I know some of y'all done rolled that train. You know I'm not lying. You hear when leaving Kansas City, act like it ain't moving on. But if you pay attention when they put them lights out, and you see them bald eagles on the upper door, that you start off like this. My baby was sitting up there that night, being honey, done put the lights out. She said, I don't see how any world they can put a ball, nigga. Look like solid gold on them doors. I said, baby, the railroad company got a plenty of money. We got all down out to a place you call Ludora. That's in California. And that's why the women fight and kill one another over the men. I didn't know this bald eagle was going to stop that with me because I had one myself. When they got my hair down at the little daughter, she blowed for the closet. I told my baby, I said, honey, I hope this bald eagle don't stop that because I got put in jail at that place was anything to keep him from knowing. She said when that porter come through, tell him to kind of pick up. You couldn't stand the Adam affair here. It makes you have the asthma. So I told the porter boy, I tell him that with his mind picking up when they get to Ludora, there's something around there at that river I couldn't stand. He said, oh, yeah, I'd be glad to come through. He stepped up on that train, so going on down to another place you call Dark Isle, California. That's where the Eagles used to be. But you have a city there now. Somebody done tied one of them 30 on one of them bald eagle wings. Boy, he couldn't fly. He thought he couldn't fly. But the old eagle did get ready to cross the padded train on the side of one of them big mountains. Well, the man stopped his train, went out there and got the eagle and put it back in the baggage coach. While they had the old eagle back there, they searched it. They found a 38 on his way. Well, we were going on down another to a place in California called the Lighthouse. Lighthouse, California. That's a place I'm crazy about. So the man kind of was stepping up on it like a... to Lighthouse, California, for everybody to have a rest period. While I was sitting down there, standing till the train get ready to go, I seen a monkey selling peanuts there at Lighthouse, California. You know, they always did say monkey had this much sense as a human being. I walked up to the monkey, went to get my nickel for a bag. He held up his finger, 15 cents. He held up three fingers. Then my baby went to sing this song. Why was that white light? The bald eagle, she would pack it up and get out there. Who the hell leave it out there and something like this? So the port access had me ever been to Lighthouse, California. I said, no, sir, because I never heard him about that old lighthouse before. He said, now, when I get around the bend, I'm going to make the bell tone. And you just about to be at the end. I said, what you mean about the end? He said, I'll show you. The bell was a tone like it. Well, what he meant about it when they get around the bend, one of the railroad boys had died in having his funeral that day. They had an ambulance there that could count. That old ambulance, they started pushing brothers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy, did it go. That train picked up there. So after we got on through Lighthouse, California, this boy was a friend to this boy with their baby. He come up and sang it his awesome song. What I'm gonna do, my buddy's gone. What I'm gonna do, my old buddy's gone. What you gonna do when your bed lay down? What you gonna do? All you haven't gone. You know someday this place gonna fall off your bone. What you gonna do? Everybody else gone. Now, how did till I get too old to go. What I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna stay in that chair till the ball is jump over the rail.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. It is 8 o'clock. You're listening to Edge of Americana. It's it's our piling of vinyl. Piling on the vinylin. That doesn't work. Anyway, we got lots of vinyl tonight, and that was a really hot track right there. That was Book of White. The song's called Bald Eagle Train, and that's just Book of White and a guy named Big Willie playing the playing the washboard, and that's just like a pretty much like a 5-minute kind of guitar and vocal improvisation there, telling about a train trip he took out to California, and that was pretty typical of Buck White, just these kind of rambling, hard driving improvisational tunes. I'm going to read you this one little quote. Buck White's talking about why he uses a steel guitar, and he says, "It's loud. I wouldn't need no mic, and also I play so rough. I would have busted many guitars. This one can stand rain and punishment. I stomp them. I don't pedal them." So I like that. I like that feeling right there. And you can tell that he's really playing the life out of that guitar for sure. And before that, Ernie Carpenter and Flippin' Jenny. Well, it's you've been through 1 hour, and we got an hour more to come. And you know what that means? It's time for a little bit of Eddie Peabody. Hey-o!
baby, but you treat me so unkind. I'm gonna pack up my bags, I'm gonna leave in the morning train. I'm gonna pack up my bags, I'm gonna leave in the morning train. I hate to hear it, baby, when you call me so-and-so's name. I'm going down to the station, catch the fastest mail train I see. Blue for Mrs. So-and-so, he ain't got the blues about me. Well, there's one thing, baby, makes me begin to dream. The way you treat me, baby, now I begin to think, rambling on my mind. I hate to leave you, baby, but you treat me so unkind.
Thank you.
Oh, Tony Rice. Tony Rice, Tony Rice, Tony Rice right there with a tune called So Much from his album Acoustics, featuring a whole host of very kind of now renowned musicians. Richard Green, Todd Phillips, Sam Bush, Mike Marshall, and on some of the tracks, David Grisman as well. And you should see the pictures of these guys. There's just nothing but wide collars, mustaches, and ear flaps. I don't know what it was about Nashville in the 1970s, but it was like a crime to have your ears showing. It's just nothing but mud flaps everywhere you look. But that's great music right there. Before that, Hot Rise doing the Carter Stanley tune, Think of What You've Done, from their album Take It Home. Great departed Charles Sawtelle doing the singing on that one. And Lucinda Williams before that, with a tune called, with a Robert Johnson song, Ramblin' on My Mind. And that's one of, that's, Otto's been trying to open my mind up to things that I so quickly will scoff away. And Lucinda Williams might be one of them. And that's some good stuff. I can't deny it. And we started it off with the great Eddie Peabody playing that four-string banjo, doing Dixie. And, you know, when you got a banjo and a tuba, what else do you really need, folks? The answer is not much. Well, folks, I need to send out a congratulations to my dear, dear friend, Lily Lamberta. Some of you may know her. She is the queen of the Halloween parade in Oregon Hill and also the driving force behind the All the Saints Theater Company. She is a puppeteer and a dramatist and a great person. And she just had her little boy. And so congratulations to Lily. And for her, by request, a little more R. Crumb in our lives. Here is Fine Artiste. You're listening to Edge of Americana, and it is Tuesday night, about 8:15.
Fine art painting instead. Got myself a canvas and a bottle of paint. 5 minutes work is gonna make me a saint. Baby, I'm a fine artiste, and maybe I deserve to be kissed. My paintings are famous and they're worth lots of dough. Pretty girls all hang around my gallery show. I'm as good with my paintbrush as I am with my lips. Stick around, honey, learn some aesthetic tips. Maybe I'm a fine artiste, and maybe I deserve to be kissed.
Here's the whole gang, Fiddlin' Fred Price and Sally Ann.
The National Weather Service is part of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and provides extensive information to the public about weather, air quality, current aviation and marine forecasts, long-term predictions, and storm warnings. You can find all this information and more, including satellite images, on their website at www.weather.gov. And WRIR's programming is made possible by the generous support of Import Auto House. Import Auto House, serving the Richmond community for 40 years, is locally owned and provides maintenance and repair of Asian, British, and European cars by certified technicians at three locations, including 6316 West Broad Street in the near West End. Import Auto House can be reached at 804-673-9171 and on the web at importautohouse.com. And don't forget, that's house, H-O-H-A-U-S, and not H-O-U-S-E. Well, that was Doyle Lawson right there with a tune called Georgia Cracker from his album Tennessee Dream, featuring J.D. Crow on the banjo there and Kenny Baker on the fiddle. And that was right after Doyle Lawson had been a member of J.D. Crow's band, along with Red Allen, and that's really good stuff. And before that, a recording at Clarence Ashley's house by Ralph Rinsler, and that was Sally Ann featuring Doc Watson, Arthel Doc Watson playing the guitar, and Marion Sumner before that with the Beaumont Rag, although he was playing the fiddle on that. We had some guitar. It was kind of a guitar-y version, but it's a really fun tune. Marion Sumner, someone I just heard for the first time tonight, but from reading the liner notes, made it seems like he was a fairly famous man, kind of discovered by Cousin Emmy, and then played with Chet Atkins and other people. And R. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders started us off with the Fine Artiste Blues from R. Crumb's music sampler on Yazoo. And it is 8:30. We got another half hour of vinyl goodness here, and then it's time for other stuff on the Lee Show. So let's hear a little Skip James here. You can give me a call, 649-9737, if it pleases ye.
Heart serves in every where you go. The times are harder than ever been before. You know that people, they are drifting from door to door, but they can't find no heaven. I don't care where they go. People, if I ever can get up off of this hole, heart killing flow, Lord, I never get out this low no more. When you hear me singing this song, awesome song, people, you know these hard times can't last us so long. Be sure that these hard times gonna kill you just dry long so. Oh,
you're going to leave the old home, Jim. Today you're going away. You're going among the city folks to dwell. So spoke a kind old mother to her boy one summer day. If your mind's made up that way, I wish you well. The old home will be lonely. We'll miss you when you're gone. The birds won't sing so sweet when you're not nigh. But if you get in trouble, Jim, just write and let me know. She spoke these words and then she said goodbye. If sickness overtakes you, an old companion shake you, as through this world you wander all alone. When friend you haven't any, in your pocket not a penny, there's a mother always waiting you at home. 10 years later to this village came a stranger no one knew. His steps were halt and ragged clothes he wore. The little children laughed at him as down the lane he trod. At last he stopped before a cottage door. He gently knocked, no sound he heard. He thought, can she be dead? But then he heard a voice well known to him. Was mother's voice, but her hair had silvered by the touch of time. She said, thank God they've sent me home again. If sickness overtakes you, an old companion shake you, as through this world you wander all alone. When friends you haven't in your pocket, not a penny, there's a mother always waiting you at home.
Ole, 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 I'm always blue, feeling so blue. I wish I had someone I knew just to help me tuck away my blue, lonesome blue. Won't you be that someone to help me lose the blue? I really need someone to love me, someone to kiss, someone to scold me, someone to miss. Say, won't you help me tuck away my blues, the lonesome blues?
took away my blue, lonesome blue. Won't you be that someone to help me lose the blue? I really need someone to love me, someone to kiss, someone to scold me, someone to miss. Say, won't you help me tuck away my blues? I've got the blues.
There is from one of the many kind of compilations of Hank's music. That one's called the Memorial Album, released on MGM. Before that, Jimmy Rogers doing Tuck Away My Lonesome Blues, and that features Bob McGimsey, who was a Juilliard-trained musician and an employee of the Walt Disney Company. He actually whistled on Whistle While You Work, as well as he worked on Song of the South, which I don't know if that's something to be proud of or not, but he did it. And before that, we had Mother Maybelle Carter doing There's a Mother Always Waiting from an album called A Living Legend, recorded later in her career, as you might be able to tell by the reverb on her voice. Before that, Don Reno doing Remington Ride, the fastest five strings alive. Old Don Reno, and on the cover of this album, you should see him. He's got his white pants. He's got his more than salmon. I would say that this is a pink shirt with a white tie. He's got his hair all slicked back. He's looking good. White boots. And Skip James before that with Killin' Four Blues, and that song is just it's just kind of oozing with pathos, I would say. And Dora Lawson. No, that's where we started off with that Skip James. Well, it's 8:45. You got us for another 15 minutes, and then it's the Lee Show. And who knows what Lee will be talking about tonight. So let's hear some old-time banjo in here. This is Louise Fouracre and the tune. This is from an album called Old Time Songs of the South, featuring music from the Sutphin family, the Fouracres, Hazel Dickens, as well as the Stoneman family. And here's Louise Fouracre. The tune is A Rose in Grandma's Garden.
Friends and neighbors, here's a little number my father wrote when I was a little girl. And the title of it is Rose in Grandma's Garden. Go straightaway and ask your mama what's if I can be.
Thank you.
Samantha Baumgartner there. That's for Harold. I said I wasn't going to play it, and then I did. So I guess I'm not a man of my word. Hey, it's 8:56, and you're on Edge of Americana, and we're coming to the end of our all-vinyl show. I think we'll probably in the future try to incorporate more vinyl in. We've been on this kind of digital kick for a while here, but it certainly is fun to scramble around and cue things up. And so you just heard Samantha Baumgartner, like I said, with Georgia Blues from a Yazoo recording. Well, a Yazoo compilation called Hard Times Come Again No More. Before that, the Cincinnati Jug Band with Newport Blues from a new yet another release of the Harry Smith Anthology, Volume 2, Social Music. And Louise Fouracre before that with Rose in Grandma's Garden. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's program, folks, in all of its analog purity. And we will leave you tonight with a little bit of the great fiddler Vassar Clements. Come on back next week for more of the same. But really, you don't really need to go anywhere because everything you want to hear is right here on WRIR. The on-air sign is lit. And that means Lee's not going to talk until I turn it off. So stick around. Here's Vassar Clements. You're listening to WRIR.